My name is Malia and I'm here with B Radio, and I'm at the How to Make Friends Collective Nothing Feels Good Festival at Signature Brew Haggerston, and I'm here with Harry from the band Super Friends. Harry, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you so much. So how's the festival gone so far? How's your set?
It's been amazing. We were on first and I was really nervous about going on first, but I think everyone really liked it, so I feel really good about it. And the whole day has been amazing. I just really enjoyed it.
So many people here know each other from Discord, have gone to everyone's shows before. What kind of environment is that? Like, how does it make it feel even better knowing everybody is there for each other?
I've been talking about a few people about this. It's really nice being in an environment where you've talked to like loads of people like online every day, but you don't get to see them in person that mm-hmm. often, and just getting to see all of them in person in one place, all in one go, is amazing. Like, I've had so many hugs today, like, had such a nice
dopamine
time.
Dopamine through the roof.
Exactly. I had such a nice time just like chatting with everyone, like catching up with everything. Like, it's great. It's really, really good.
So, Super Friends, how would you describe the sound of the band?
So, we've been compared to Weezer and Pavement and Cheekface. They're like a more recent band, one of my favorite bands. I mean, our name is like a Simpsons reference, so we're like very silly and kind of like cartoony. I don't know, we're kind of like indie rock, but like with a bit of punk mixed mm-hmm. in. We like playing like fast and loud songs.
I like
but with a bit of indie mixed into that.
I get like Noah and the Whale vibes a little bit.
Oh really? Like, nice, nice.
Super throwback.
I've not listened to them in ages.
No,
but
I don't think they're doing very much.
I like
sorry,
them.
Noah.
I like them a lot when they were going,
yeah.
You know? Like, they're really good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. So, aside from those, what are your biggest musical influences?
I really like Blur, especially Graham Coxon, the guitarist mm-hmm. of Blur. So today I was playing, this is going to get really geeky. So I was playing a Telecaster with dual humbuckers, which is a guitar that Graham Coxon plays a lot.
Yeah.
And I bought that recently specifically because he plays
no
that.
No shame.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
And I really like, I like a lot of stuff from the 90s. Like, I feel like our band is very 90s influenced. The other songwriter in our band is Jake, who's the bassist, and he's really into like Velvet Underground,
yeah, nice.
And like stuff like that. So like more stuff from like the 80s and 70s.
Yeah. This is kind of deeper, but like, why do you make music? What is it that has inspired you to make music?
I just love making stuff. like
it's crafty.
Yeah. My brain like really reacts well to like me making things.
Yeah.
Not necessarily music. Like, I paint miniatures, which is like a very nerdy hobby.
Not
but
all.
But no, it is. Oh. It definitely is.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. But I love like having the satisfaction of like being like, oh, I made that. That's basically my whole motivation with making music. Like, I'm not that bothered if we get like big or not. Like, I just love making a thing and being like, oh, I made that thing. You know,
scratches an itch.
Yeah, for sure.
So I hear you've got a new EP coming out.
Yes.
Super Friends Online. Yeah. Can you talk us through that?
That comes out on the 8th of September, and we played all the songs from it today. We just released the first single from it, which is Imposter Syndrome, which came out yesterday. And the reason it's the reason it's called Super Friends Online is because I go online way too much. And
I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Yeah. The title track from it is basically me being like, I post way too much, so I'm going to write a song about it. It's a mix of Imposter Syndrome, which is a single, it's quite an old song, but the rest of it's fairly new. We hadn't recorded anything for ages, so we wanted to record a bunch of stuff that like represents us mm-hmm. at the moment. I'm really proud of it.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you know.
So when's that coming out? Tell us again.
8th of September.
So Super Friends have a song called Blimpy Boy. It's very, very catchy. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what's Blimpy Boy? Who's Blimpy Boy?
So Blimpy Boy is from The Simpsons. It's from an episode where I think Homer gets a ticket to the Duff Blimp for some reason. I can't remember why. I'm exposing myself as a fake fan here. I used to watch so many Simpsons episodes when I was like a lot younger, and this is when I wrote this song. This song is really old. He's like watching it instead of seeing Lisa doing something for some reason. I can't remember the details, but basically when I wrote this song, I was very depressed and I was watching a lot of Simpsons reruns. So it inspired me to write that song. And he gets to go on Duff Blimp. I get to like imagine myself in a blimp.
Love it.
That's what it means.
So it's you imagining yourself in a blimp.
Yeah. The chorus is like, hey there, blimpy boy. And like, I feel like some people would be like, oh, who's that about? It's about me. It's definitely about me.
So you're Blimpy Boy.
Yeah, I'm the Blimpy Boy. Yeah. It's 100% about me.
Exciting. I mean, who doesn't want to go in a blimp?
Exactly.
New album, new EP coming out in September. Anything else on the cards?
We're going on tour in September as well to support the EP. So So it's towards the end of September. We're going to Trowbridge on the 21st, Nottingham on the 22nd, Leeds on the 23rd, Brighton on the 26th, and London on the 27th. And the London date is right here at Signature Brew Houston.
So online, where can people check you guys out?
So we're on all the social medias. We're Super Friends the Band. Find all of our music, tour dates and stuff. We just released a brand new line of hats, which I'm wearing right now.
Amazing. Everybody listening, it's a great hat. The E is the Internet Explorer logo.
Not great radio content.
Harry, thank you so much.